everybody. I'm Gretchen Bailey. I am editor-in-chief of Optometry Times magazine, and I am joined by our chief optometric editor, Ben Casella. Hi,
hey,
Ben.
Everybody.
Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Well, here we are. We just got the news today that the American Optometric Association, the AOA, has pulled the plug on its annual meeting, optometry's meeting, which was scheduled to take place in late June in Washington, D.C. And this comes on the heels of Vision Expo East being rolled into Vision Expo West, we hope. ARVO being canceled, which is supposed to take place in about a month in Baltimore. Right. And a bunch of other smaller meetings in between, specific industry or vendor meetings, plus smaller state or regional meetings. And that's just within eye care, let alone everything else, sports seasons. So the AOA, I think, is particularly disappointing to the profession because it's the year 2020. We were having the meeting in Washington, D.C. We were going to have some events on Capitol Hill. I mean, this is the year that optometry has been waiting for, and it's turning out to be a giant bust.
So far, yes. The AOA canceling their, well, at least the in-person portion of their meeting, it looks like they're going to maintain some online and virtual platforms, which I think is great, and I think they're going to do a great job.
Absolutely.
You know, the first thing that I thought of when you said how crummy it's been for optometry in 2020 now, that we're all just sort of having to hunker down and do our part, and everyone please do so, has been, my mind turned to multifocal contact lens fits.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
And let me show you what I talk about. And I borrowed this from my father, who I believe borrowed it from his father.
Go ahead.
I believe he borrowed it from his father. We can't ask him right now. but we don't talk about it in terms of 2020. We talk about it in terms of 20 happy. There's all types of 2020s out there. And I'm sure other doctors have heard that same term. You can have a really fuzzy 2020. This isn't quite as clear as it needs to be. Or you can have a really sharp 2020. I could probably catch a couple on the 2010 line. And this has been a 20 unhappy 2020 thus far. If I can make the callous metaphor, certainly none of us foresaw this. If you did, kudos to you. But I'm going to really miss everybody at AOA. I have my nuclear family and I have my optometry family. And there are a lot of people that I just really enjoy seeing and frankly, shaking their hands and giving them a hug.
Absolutely.
Whenever we'll be able to do that again. And it's sad, but I know AOA is going to make the most of it, and we're going to make the most of it, and we'll all see each other again, hopefully, in 2020.
Well, I'm wondering what the meeting landscape will look like for the second half of the year, because I know that there was already talk of perhaps if people continue social distancing, continuing to not go beyond what they really need to do, that we will start to open things up a bit soon. And I think Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, who has been a great spokesperson through all of this, has said that perhaps summer vacations may be on the horizon. So I'm wondering, what does that mean for Vision Expo West and American Academy of Optometry's annual meeting? I'm wondering if those meetings are now going to be a lot bigger than they were in the past, simply because we've had other meetings canceled. But it would be great if we could salvage the second half of 2020 for optometry, because
it would be wonderful. I think that you have to look at it. I think you have to take a two-pronged approach to looking at it. Number one, what are guidelines at that point? What's the CDC saying? What's the WHO saying? What is the AOA? What is Academy saying? What is the government saying we can and can't do? And then a softer aspect of that is, how are we going to feel about it?
Right.
are we going to feel? You know, the first day that CDC says that it's okay to see quote unquote routine patients, so we can have another Zoom about that at some point. You know, I don't want to let 50 people in my door that day. Are people going to just want to hunker down and see a steady flow of patients for the rest of the year? Are people going to feel leery about traveling? Are people going to have the resources to expend a business trip? There's just a lot of aspects to it, but I'm cautiously, I don't know if I'm optimistic, but I'm hopeful that we'll all be able to see each other in person at some point and salvage the rest of this year of optometry.
Well, that's a great note to end on, a hopeful note. I absolutely agree. And thanks so much for talking to me about this, and we'll talk soon.
Talk soon. Stay safe.